The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline 1-800-913-4653.
You're listening to Pure Opelka.
I want to check in with our buddy Ernesto. You know him as Nerdnesto if you've been following the story of our military guy who has walked across the country from Tennessee starting on Veterans Day to the Pacific Coast to try and draw attention to the 22 American troops who kill themselves every day in suicides. And I think he's on the phone. Ernesto, you're about to get there. Are you nervous today?
I'm stressed out. I'm really stressed out.
You're stressed out.
I literally just woke up and I'm stressing out.
Why? Why are you stressing out?
It's just, it's a big day. It's very overwhelming.
Okay.
I mean,
you're allowed. You're allowed, yeah. My friend. You're allowed to be stressed out because I don't want to minimize what you've done, and I don't want to overblow what you've done. You know, you've walked from your home base in Tennessee all the way to California, and sometimes when a project ends, it causes stress too. So imagine what you're feeling. I don't want to go all therapist on you, Ernesto. I want to share the moment with you.
No, I'm getting in my own head, and I know that, but, yeah. You know, it's just... lots of media, lots of people out here, you know.
So you're gonna kick off the walk shortly and finish the last 5 miles of this 2,200-mile walk across most of the Southwest, most of the country, really, trying to bring attention to the plight of the 22 men and women who take their own lives every day after they've served this country. And that's got to be... I guess every step has to be in your mind, doesn't it?
It really is, and it's gotten much now that I've finished, because as I'm walking, I've been connecting with all these people who have lost loved ones, and this is the culmination of all of that. So even now, as I've been in Los Angeles, I've been in Los Angeles for a couple of weeks now. I've been connecting with people here too, and to see face to face these people is very heartbreaking. But at the same time, I'm glad I'm there for them. Does that make sense?
Oh, I'm sure it does. You know, it breaks your heart to realize that they represent a lost soul, and then you also have the gift that you've been given of comfort. That you let them know that person's not forgotten, and that their pain is being hopefully dissipated because they're sharing it with you and offloading some of that. So, you know, I worry about you too, because we know each other from the phone, but I feel like we've talked so much since November that I kind of know you. I call you friend, but I worry that you're taking on all of this. You know, you're an empathetic guy, and I don't want it to wear you down either. So, of course, I'm going to worry about you as well. So, you're doing such a great thing.
That's the problem with empathy, right? It's that you're taking on the pain of other people, and it's a lot of pain. It's a lot of pain, but at the same time, those people need somebody, and then it's just necessary at this point.
Well, Ernesto, as you've walked across the country, as you've covered these 2,200 plus miles from your home to the Pacific Ocean. And I know you visited with vets and you've seen VAs and you've stopped by some of the homes and talked to some of the people who are out there struggling and fighting. Do you see any growth or change in how we're taking care of our veterans?
I hope so. And the reason I say that is because people can tell you they're going to do something. It doesn't mean they're going to, or that they're going to keep doing it. The people that I've connected with, people that I've met, have definitely connected with each other as well, which is great. It's been a bit of a networking tool, and I say that in the best way. I mean, there's people flying in from Virginia and Dallas today just to walk 5 miles with me. And at the same time, they've all met each other as well. So the artist T-shirt and N22 and 22 Kill and Good Canine Academy, who does PTSD service dogs, they've all flown in just to do this. And that's very touching to know that at least we formed that community together.
Do you know this may be the seeds, Ernesto, the seeds of this network that then need to be fostered and watered a little bit to try and make sure that they form strong roots and they grow and they continue to bring what the message of what you're doing is that, you know, our brothers and sisters who served this country and protected my freedoms and your freedoms and the way you protected my freedoms, we're not going to forget you. And it's like you said, everybody can do the first thing, but it's if they continue to do that thing that ultimately the benefits will be felt throughout. So,
I'll make sure I'm not forgotten. The walk's over, but the message shouldn't be, and it should never be. We shouldn't lose as many people.
No.
So I have steps after this to make sure that people still pay attention.
Well, I was going to ask you, after today, after you put your feet in the water in the Pacific Ocean, after you get to the Santa Monica Pier, what is the next step? What's the next phase of this project?
Well, after a very long nap, probably. what's going to happen is I'm co-writing a book that will be done in 22 chapters, and it will chronicle the walk. But I wanted to do something past that because this should have never been about me. This should have been about the community. This should be about the people that we lose. So the end of every chapter, that last paragraph, will be a memorial and will be a celebration of the life of somebody that we lost, a veteran that we lost to suicide. To make sure that they're always remembered.
Sadly, that book could be gigantic.
But it's true.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-803-6951.
The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.